Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. You have to stay up late for it, but the new PBS series Point Taken is worth it for Night Owls. It's a lively dialogue and debate series that airs Tuesdays on SDPB-TV at midnight central on 11 p.m. Mountain. Today, we're going to take a closer look at the program, its format, how viewers are invited to participate, and this week's Point Taken topic, which is, should salaries be transparent? Joining us for this is Denise Diani. She's senior executive in charge of content development for WGBH National Programming. Denise Diani, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hey, Lori, I'm so pleased to join you.
So tell me a little bit about the format of this program, because it's really very interesting and it's multi-platform production. So give us an overview of how it's formatted.
Well, Point Taken is a single subject half-hour debate show, and to create a new unplugged, if you will, live-to-tape show, we really borrowed some lessons from some folks who really admire. So we took pages from our own PBS and NPR Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and some of the great shows at Comedy Central, and, of course, the really substantive, informative content we get from our own PBS public affairs shows, you know, including, of course, the PBS NewsHour. And we're looking for some kind of hybrid. We're looking for some kind of half-hour debate subject that would have the best of being engaging, entertaining, and fun. And we really wanted it to be a participatory, if you will, interactive experience. So we really, when I was set this task about 3 years ago to figure out what debate looked like, televised debate for the 21st century, the first thing I did was to call up our great partners here at GBH Digital and our great partners at GBH Social, and I said, hey, gang, let's put on the show together, and let's make sure it's born out of a real broadcast, digital, and social platform together. And, you know, we piloted and we experimented, and I think the half-hour show, Lori, that you probably saw and that our viewers and listeners can take a look at, as you say, on Tuesday nights, really brings the best of the broadcast world with the social and digital overlays. And we're really, really excited about that.
And what are some of the ways that audience or viewers can actually engage with the program?
Well, you know, it's a great question. And the way I like to think about Point Taken is that we constantly have, if you will, our finger on the pulse of America. So the first thing we do with every Point Taken show is we launch an exclusive Maris Institute poll about the question. So in other words, as you mentioned, tonight's debate question is, should salaries be transparent? And for Point Taken, that's a way to really delve deeper into issues around gender differences in salary, in some of the so-called pay and mommy taxes that sometimes women have to bear in terms of salary differentials, etc. But we really wanted to know what the nation thinks about those issues. So on Friday, we launched this exclusive survey. It went out to a statistically representative group of Americans nationally. And we got the numbers back yesterday on Monday from our great partners at the Maris Institute. And the editorial team has been crunching those numbers to figure out what are the trends and ideas nationally about that topic. And I can share some of those with you.
Give me an idea of what people were saying.
Well, it was a little bit surprising to us because there's been so much talk about, you know, the benefits of salary transparency, you know, what happens when salaries become transparent. And I was surprised to find that it's only a minority of Americans who think their salaries should be transparent and only a minority of Americans who think private companies should be forced to make salaries transparent. So it's about 20% nationally of polled Americans who think salaries should be made public. We did see some interesting differences, however, in terms of some gender differences and some generation differences.
So women were more likely to say that it should be transparent because women make 79 cents to a man's dollar. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, sort of. I mean, and the information about the salary differential between men and women is a really complicated issue. We can talk more about that if you're interested. But what we found was that there is a small but significantly relevant difference that about 10% more women think that companies should be forced to make salaries public and that personally they'd be willing to have their salaries be public. So it's only about a 10% difference between men and women. I might have anticipated that would be more, but the research shows that no, at least in our survey, that a 10% differential between men and women. There was a slightly bigger differential generationally. So what percentage of millennials, Lori, do you think would be comfortable having their salaries made public? So the millennials are the 18 to 34-year-olds.
I would predict it to be higher, 40%.
Yes.
I'm
going
to go.
Well, yeah, good guess, good guess. The actual number that we got from our survey is about 37%.
Okay.
So, you know, it's still about, you know, one out of three. You know, it's still not the majority of millennials, but they clearly, according to our research, have a greater comfort with the concept of having salary transparency. And perhaps not surprisingly, every older generation has a slightly less comfortable feeling about it. And if we look at the kind of over 69-year-olds, only about 18% of that generation really thinks it's a good idea to have salary transparency.
So are we looking at an erosion of the sense of privacy? Is that what it's linked to? Or do you have any data that suggests why people think what they do? Are they just answering the question, do they think it should be transparent or not?
No, you know, it's a really, really good question, and it's the question that I hope our very talented panel will discuss tonight. We have, of course, done a lot of background research on this question. So it seems to be that the counter arguments for transparency seem to fall along into major areas. And one, Lori, is, as you said, it's about privacy for a lot of people, and this seems to be somewhat generationally determined. Salary and money are pretty private. They're still pretty private, and a lot of people just have a discomfort with the idea of talking about something like that that they consider to be private. The other interesting finding, and this is not from our, it's not from the Marist poll, but research we're doing just as background research for the show, is that the other other impact for people who are not supportive of transparency is that it can be bad for morale in companies. So this is, you know, this is on the no transparency side. So the folks on the panel who argue that transparency is not a good thing argue, as you're suggesting, about privacy issues, and then that it can be demoralizing. So in other words, Lori, if you found out that someone sitting in the next cubicle was making less than you were making, you might feel good about it, or you might not. But if you found out they're making more than you were making, you certainly wouldn't feel good about it. And so there is evidence that suggests that people can feel a little bit demoralized when salaries are transparent. On the other hand, the side that will come on the show tonight to argue about transparency do believe and have evidence that suggests that, as they say, quote unquote, light is a disinfectant. And the more light you can shed on things like salary inequities or a disparate pay scales, or the so-called mommy tax on women who have children, the easier it is for employees to begin to do the work that they may want to do or need to do to try to make changes, to try to make salaries become, in transparency, is a first step to making them become more equitable. So, you know, as a journalist, I can't take a position in this debate, but those are, roughly speaking, the two sides that we will have, you know, on the air tonight. And back to your question about interaction and why I think Point Taken is so special for public media at this point is, in addition to this Marist poll, this national poll we're discussing, we also go out on digital and social to our users and ask them what they think about these questions. So we start early, a few days before the show, soliciting comment and voting. And when we have our live studio audience who goes to every taping, we actually solicit their opinions before the debate starts and after the debate ends.
Denise, we're going to run out of time, so thank you so much for shining light on this today with us.
It's
a
pleasure, Lori. I hope everybody will watch Point Taken Tuesday nights.
All right. I'm Lori Walsh for all of us at South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks for listening.